Welcome to Weem Weekly, produced by 91.7 WEEM. You can find this podcast on our website at 91.7WEEM.org or wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to back to the Weem Weekly. I'm Parker Dean, and I'm sitting down with Riley Heron, who is the sponsor, one of the sponsors of the Best Buddies program. So, like, what's your favorite part of sponsoring?
My favorite part about sponsoring is just being able to work with both the special education side of it, but also the general education side of it. I'm a special education teacher, so I'm kind of secluded with only my students. So it's really nice to be able to get out in the school and get to meet a lot of other kids.
Yeah, have the all the combinations of it, like every aspect of the...
Very much so.
Yes.
And seeing all those friendships form, it's a great feeling.
Yeah, I'm sure. So, like, what's your favorite part?
I really loved, favorite event or, favorite... Just part of Best Buddies.
Favorite event for whatever you think is the best that gets you most excited.
My favorite part about Best Buddies, like I kind of said earlier, was that I love just seeing friendships form between my students and also the general education side of school. It was so cool. This past Friday, we had our Halloween party and it was amazing time full of just laughing and dancing and pictures and just a lot of good times between both my students and the rest of the Best Buddies chapter. So just seeing all those friendships form and all the happiness that comes with it.
Yeah, because when I was in the middle school, my mom used to work here.
Oh, wow.
And so I would always come, walk to the high school, mm-hmm. not knowing that I was going to be in this building one time or another. And so I'd walk there, and she worked with Mrs. Babcock.
Okay.
So I was really close. I'm really close with that class anyway, because
really?
I know all the people.
Who was your mom?
Amy Dean.
Okay. I've heard of the name.
Yeah.
So, okay.
She used to work here. And so I'd walk. And so when I would get to the classroom, it was to the point where I was just I would know all the students. They would know me.
That's awesome.
And I'd only see them about 10 minutes a day, and they would still know my face.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
And I think that's kind of the coolest part about Best Buddies is you. These people don't understand the lasting impact that you can have on my students. And so the thing with Best Buddies is this is their favorite thing in the whole world. And it's their time where they can get to hang out with friends and be just every other student. And so, the smallest little interaction, just a smile, a hug, a wave can mean the world to them.
Yeah,
so,
they will remember it forever.
Exactly.
If they remember your face, then you're all set.
But then also vice versa. I mean,
yeah.
As obviously has left an impact on you. So it was really neat to see it go both ways.
Yeah. See, I always think the program is very great for connections because it separates the general education and the Best Buddies. Mm-hmm. So put them together and it's a really powerful impact, the
very
Best
much.
Buddies walk too.
Yeah. The Best Buddy walk, here's my little pitch in, is this Sunday at the baseball complex in town. And then this is just our big fundraiser for the year. And so we're able to try to raise as much money as we can so we can give money and put more effort into all of our monthly meetings and whatnot. So we can do more fun things and, more exciting things and to get more general education and special education people involved. So, there's a lot of possibilities that are coming up and I'm really excited for it.
Yeah. Big events, big impacts and gets the community involved basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's a big part about it is we want to raise as much money as we can. But the other big part of it is just to get the community involved and being able to show the impact that we have on our school to our community. So, people in our community don't get to see my kids in class or get to see the Best Buddies meetings. And so it's really neat to give the community a chance to see all that and what Best Buddies is about.
Yeah. So when the Best Buddies walk's happening. So with the listeners that we have on here, how can they get more into it if they're interested?
So the walk, you can just show up day of. It's from 1 to 4 in the baseball complex. We're going to start the walk/run about 1:15, 1:30, and it's a color run, so wear white or clothes that you don't mind getting dirty, and we're just gonna have all of our students throwing color at you. There's gonna be music, there's gonna be food, and so you can just show up day of, or if you have want to sign up or register ahead of time, you are able just to email me which my email is rherrin@smcsc.com.
Yeah. So like all that's coming up and everything. So with, is it hard to get like events organized under the COVID and everything?
Yes and no. So, I don't know if this is lucky or unlucky, but, this is only my third year teaching, and I started teaching only, 4 months before COVID hit. So really it's almost all that I know in my like professional world. So it's made it more challenging at the start, but it's also all that I know. So I've just learned to, I never had to adapt. It was just kind of, that's what it is. So COVID's definitely made it much more difficult. This year we're able to be back in person, which is nice because last year it was all virtual. And I mean, it was good to still get our students to see other people's faces, but it's just not the same as being in person. Thankfully I have an incredible leadership team. We have some really strong, juniors and seniors and even freshmen and sophomores that, you know, bring a lot of ideas to the table, and they're very excited for Best Buddy, and they share that passion for Best Buddies. So I just try to give them the resources and the organizational tools that I can, and then they take it and run. So it's definitely challenging, but I wouldn't be able to do it without the team that I have.
Yeah, that's very true. Like a leadership team is like the perfect growing stuff like that.
When I stepped into this role, there was no way I could have done what I've done without them. They've taught me kind of everything I know. And so it's made me a better advisor, and it's made me a better teacher.
Yeah. So working with the COVID that's going around right now, is it hard to like sit down and be like, we're going to do this, and then not knowing the possibilities of going on and like,
yeah, we ran into that the very first meeting of the year. We were like, oh, yes, we're meeting back in person. That's great. And we planned it. We reserved the room. And then the week before, everyone went virtual. And I was like, oh, so it's difficult, but we made backup plans. And now we just are trying to remain hopeful that that was hopefully our only scheduling conflict. But I guess it's difficult, but it's worth it because we want to make sure that we can get it in no matter what. So it's a small bump in the road, but we figure it out. And I mean, that's the whole, with special ed, you have to be flexible. And so that goes right into Best Buddies too.
Oh yeah. It's all the flexibility part, making sure it goes well and stuff like that. Well, thank you for sitting down with me.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Yep. No problem. This is the Weem Weekly, and I'm Parker Dean, and I sat down with Riley Heron.
The Arabian Stable is your place for Pendleton Heights apparel, from shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and more. Find everything you need to show you're an Arabian fan by logging on to www.arabianstable.com. You can also find the link on the high school's website at phhs.smcsc.com or on Weem's website, 917weem.org. Arabians get their gear at the Arabian Stable. Get yours today at www.arabianstable.com. That's www.arabianstable.com.
Do you have an event you'd like to promote? Make sure to go to 917weem.org and click on the Weem Community Calendar. There you'll find the calendar and a link to the form you will need to fill out to have your event show up on the calendar, and get a live mention from the Weem staff. Again, everything you need to get the word out on your event is at the Weem Community Calendar. Details online at 917weem.org.
This is the Weem Weekly Podcast. I am Dylan Brown, and I am joined by fellow sophomore and Best Buddies member Isaac Hall to discuss the Best Buddies program. Now, we're going to start off with a bit of an easy question. When did you join Best Buddies?
I first joined Best Buddies in seventh grade, the middle school Best Buddies program at PHMS.
Yeah, nice. Why did you want to join?
I joined because, you know, it's just something I've always loved to do. I love building relationships and friendships, whether it is with people with intellectual and developmental disabilities or not.
Yep, nice. What has been the most rewarding part about being part of the program?
The most rewarding part has definitely been just the friendships I've made through the club. There's the people a part of this club. They are the nicest people you will ever meet. It's amazing.
Now, Do you ever have difficulty, like, with people having a negative opinion of the club or the people in the club? Like, is that ever a challenge you face?
That is a challenge you face because a lot of people just look down upon these people with IDDs. People look down on them because they're different.
Yeah.
All right. It's really frustrating.
Now, how do you deal with those, like... how do you deal with people that think of them negatively? Because, like, obviously, like, they're not. They're this, as you said, they're people, too. So how do you deal with that?
It's, you just got to remind them that they are people, too. That's really all you have to do. They're people.
What has been the most challenging part overall about being a member of Best Buddies?
Well, as an officer, the most challenging part is planning the different meetings. And especially the big stuff like the respect walk, I think you might talk about that later, but that's probably one of the most challenging things I face when being a part of the program.
Now, speaking of the respect walk, what is the respect walk?
So the respect walk is pretty much exactly as it sounds. It's a walk for respect where we pull in donations. The best part, in my opinion, is the challenge run. This year we are doing the color run instead of the challenge run. It is November 7th. It's completely free to register. And if you want to support Best Buddies with your time or money, you can volunteer or you can buy a shirt for $12.
All right. What has the planning of this event looked like? Like, how long has... what kind of efforts and how long have you been working on it?
Well, last night we had a very, very nice meeting, and we're going to have one later next week, I believe, about what we're going to do and how we're going to set everything up. It is a very big part. We put a lot of time into this. It's probably the most important part of this program.
All right. Now, you mentioned... meetings. What would an average meeting of Best Buddies look like?
Well, the average meeting, we call them hump day hangouts since they're always on Wednesdays. The average meeting is, it's usually just some random topic that we pick and we just form whatever we want to do around that. Like, we've had Cinco de Mayo, Disney. We had an online scavenger hunt. That was fun. And we had... at the end of every year, we have a Hawaiian luau type party.
Yeah. I love the name of the meetings, by the way. Now, if any, what are some differences that you've noticed between middle school and high school programs?
I was not an officer in middle school. I'm an officer in high school. But middle school, it seems so much less organized by the students and much more organized by the advisors. Middle school... I feel like it's also prepping them for, like, who would make a good officer for high school.
Yeah, for sure. Now, how much would you say that students are running the program at this point, like right now, compared to adults?
I'd say for the respect walk, it's been, a lot of it's been an adult, but for most of the meetings, it's generally student-led meetings for officer meetings, and we lead what ideas do we want, and then what are we going to do with these ideas, what icebreaker, what game, what craft, what food.
Yeah, for sure. Now, can you just list some responsibilities about being a part of Best Buddies? Like, what are some things that, like, you have to do?
The associate members... just be there for the meetings. That's really all you have to do. You got to be there for the meetings. You're showing that you want to be a part of this club. It should be a priority, yeah, in my opinion.
Now, is there any message behind Best Buddies that you would like to share to, like, anyone that's not in the program?
The Best Buddies slogan, one of them, is inclusion lives here. So we want to promote inclusion throughout high schools, middle schools, colleges. They even started some elementary school stuff. So we just try and promote inclusion, not just for these students with intellectual and developmental disabilities, but with, like, all over the place. This world is very divided, and we want to just promote inclusion.
Now, how important, especially today, you mentioned it being very divided, how important do you think it is to spread that message of inclusion to everyone?
Well, a lot of the media today is not very kind. It's very rude and harsh and targeting. Mm-hmm. So inclusion, we just need everyone to just be kind. That's all you need to do.
Very strong, powerful message. Okay. Do you intend to do Best Buddies for the rest of your high school career?
Yes, I intend to be a part of this club for the rest of my high school career.
All right. Anything else you would like to say to the listeners about the program?
Be there for the respect walk.
All right. Nice message. Well, thank you, Mr. Haw, for being with us today.
That concludes this edition of WEEM Weekly. Listen in next time again at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts are found.